When I first moved to Seattle, I went to a number of different record stores. One of my favorites, though, was a little record store called Fallout on Capitol Hill. That I went there all the time. I can remember Sundays waking up hungover, and that was the thing you did. You went and got your tofu scramble at the Green Cat, and then you went record shopping at Fallout right next door. And Fallout kind of specialized in punk rock and garage and independent rock, but it was a ton of vinyl. But I remember buying a 7-inch from a band called Engine Kid. Took the record back, played it on the end. The band had no idea that they were going to get any kind of airplay. And at the time, their email wasn't a big deal. So I used to write these bands. I wrote and ended up like becoming really, really good friends with the band. The other record store that was on the list that we would hit next is a record store on Broadway called Orpheum. I mean, it was just the best record store in the world because not only did they have a lot of indie rock and local bands, but when the electronic music things started getting big in the mid-90s, they had record buyers that were super, super in tune. So all of a sudden I could go in, I could buy an indie rock record from whoever, but I could also get this brand new 12-inch from Carl Cox or, you know, one of these new DJs that are up and coming. And so that store to me was one of the hands down the best record stores in Seattle. I loved Orpheum. Peaches was awesome. Everybody that worked there was in a band. I think Kim Warnick worked at that store. I mean, I think Mark Lanegan from the Screaming Trees worked at Peaches, too. Sonic Youth was doing an in-store appearance and signing copies of their new record at the Tower Records over on Queen Anne, which is now Silver Platters. And I remember sitting there, you know, Sonic Youth was doing their thing. I was interviewing Sonic Youth on the spot. We had our little booth set up as a radio station, and Chris Novoselic rolls in on a skateboard.
Now, what's going on? What are you doing over here? You're friends with these guys.
Yeah. We did a couple of tours with them, and so I thought I'd stop in and say hi and kind of infringe on their thing. And
I saw you on a skateboard.
Nirvana had broken big at that time, and here he is in the biggest band in the world with one of the most influential bands in the world. And just looking around that room, I was like, this is amazing. This whole scene is just great, and we're right here at Tower Records.